This is Desert Bloom from KNPR and KNPR.org. Can you hear that? No? If you're unsure how to approach watering your plants in southern Nevada, know that they are telling you exactly what you need to know. We visited Norm Schilling, owner of Schilling Horticulture Group and Mojave Bloom Nursery in Las Vegas, in his garden, to teach you exactly how to listen to them. Here's Norm.
As a longtime gardener here in southern Nevada, one of the challenges I face, and you face also, is knowing when to water and for how long to water. And let me start by telling you this. One of the best principles of good irrigation is to water deep, water wide, and water infrequently. Because plants need air in the soil as much as they need water. And if you water too often, you're keeping it too wet. Now, water infrequently, what does exactly that mean? It's very different from a mesquite tree than from a magnolia. A magnolia is going to have much, much higher water needs. And by the way, they probably shouldn't be planted here because they're just usually not happy. Mesquites, on the other hand, once they're established, you can water them 3 or 5, maybe 7 times a year, and they're happy. And they grow slower and stronger because of it. So it's really good to think when you are planting your garden or modifying your garden, to think of it in zones, not of trees and shrubs and perennials all on different valves or stations, but rather areas of the yard. That's my desert area. This is my moderate water use area, right? And in doing that, what happens is when you water those little perennials next to the tree, know this, you're watering the tree. And so you want to water that perennial deep, just like you want to water the tree deep. Now, my rule of thumb is when I run drip emitters in my garden, I want them to run for about, well, however long it takes to give me 1.5 to 2 gallons of water. That's going to give me deep penetration, and that water is going to move laterally through the soil, give my plant a good deep soak. So how long? Well, if it's 2 gallons per hour, water 45 minutes to an hour. If it's 1 gallon, 1.5, 2 hours. Just do that simple math, right? But here's the other thing. A lot of trees get planted with just a few emitters right at the base. And that is fine when it's young and all the roots are in that little root ball. But as it grows, it needs more water. Just like big people and little people, big people need more water. They need more nutrition. Little people need less. And the way plants do it is they put their roots further afield. And so when we plant trees, what we do is we add about 6 emitters all the way around it, even the little citrus trees, an additional 6 emitters about 5 feet further out, about 5 feet apart, and then those wetting patterns overlap, the roots head out into surrounding soil, they get more water, they get more nutrition, and the plant can thrive for the rest of its life in a smaller tree, and in a larger tree, you might eventually need to add additional emitters. So get those roots out. And remember, all those perennials around your tree are adding to the wetting pattern of that tree. So if you have plants on one side but not on the other, just add emitters where there are no plants because the plants are sharing that water resource. The other thing is, when do we bump up the number of days per week? Now, the desert areas of my landscape, the true desert areas, I'm going to give them the first watering of the year in about a week or so. The more water-intensive parts of my garden, where I have some really special plants or my fruit and citrus and nut trees, I'm going to water them twice a week at first. And once we really get up into the 90s, because after that 90, it's probably going to drop back down again, I'm going to bump it to 3 days. I like to tell people, always listen to your plants over the gardener. Right? The plants will tell you when they're thirsty. Lantana in a desert landscape is an indicator plant because it will wilt dramatically when it needs more water, and it's usually the one that needs the most. So if you're keeping your lantana nice and full and it's not wilting, you're watering enough. And if it does wilt, just give it a little shot of water. It's telling you water more often. You respond, it'll perk right back up. So there's a lot to this, but when you play with your plants, know that they will teach you, and know also many of these plants need water less frequently than we give it to them. This is Norm Schilling, your desert gardener.
This is KNPR.